This is Community Voices on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS.
For co-host V Bonner, I'm Randy Eccles. Visit nprillinois.org and click on Community Voices to read about or listen on demand to past episodes. Today, we meet bass baritone Logan Campbell, who is also the assistant conductor of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, conductor of the Illinois Symphony Youth Orchestras, and music director and conductor of the UIS Orchestra. Music coordinator at Laurel United Methodist Church and leader of the Westminster Presbyterian Church Jazz Trio, Deb Watts Elliott, is the pianist. Here is instructor of music at UIS, Dr. Adam Larrison, to introduce An Evening of Song, from Schubert to Verdi.
My name is Dr. Adam Larrison. I'm instructor of music at UIS and director of UIS Camerata. We're so happy you're able to join us for a performance by bass baritone Logan Campbell and pianist Deb Watts Elliott. Tonight's recital will feature art songs by some of the most beloved melodists of all time, including Mozart, Verdi, and Schubert. Now, some of you might be wondering, what's an art song? Simply put, an art song is one that's composed and performed in the Western classical style. But we might go further than that and say that composers of art songs are keenly interested in communicating the deep, emotional message of their lyrics through musical language. Of course, all this depends on the special ability of singers and pianists to communicate this message. And in this regard, we're in excellent hands. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Bene, io tutto farò, senza riserve, tutto a me palesate. Avrei por gusto di dare in moglie la mia serva antica, a chi mi fece un dì rapì l'amica. La vendetta, oh la vendetta, e un piace serva tuoi saggi, e un piace serva tuoi saggi. L'oblia non te io tragi, l'oblia non te io tragi, e bassezza e ognor viltà, e bassezza e ognor viltà, e ognor viltà. Col astuzia, col arguzia, col giudizio, col criterio si potrebbe con astuzia, con arguzia, col giudizio, col criterio si potrebbe, si potrebbe, si potrebbe, si potrebbe. Il fatto è serio, il fatto è serio. Ma credete si farà? Ma credete si farà? Se tutti i codici dovessi volgere, se tutti gli indici dovessi leggere, con un equivoco, con un sinomino, qualche capoio si troverà. Se tutti i codici dovessi volgere, se tutti gli indici dovessi leggere, con un equivoco, con un sinomino, qualche capoio si troverà. Qualche garbuglio si troverà, si troverà. Tutta Siviglia conosce Bartolo, il birbo Figaro vinto sarà. Tutta Siviglia conosce Bartolo, il birbo Figaro vinto sarà, il birbo Figaro vinto sarà, il birbo Figaro vinto sarà, vinto sarà, vinto sarà, vinto sarà.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight. My name is Logan Campbell. I'm honored to be performing tonight alongside Deb Watts Elliott on piano. Tonight's performance was curated in order to showcase the vocal repertoire of the bass baritone voice, as well as to give, hopefully, a wide breadth of music. Hopefully something tonight will pique your interest, but it will include a variety of languages and characters, but also the genres for the voice, including opera, oratorio, musical theater, and art song. What you just heard was an aria from the classic opera by Mozart, Le Nozze di Figaro. It's the introduction aria for the character Bartolo as he comes out to reveal his intense anger and frustration with the main character of Figaro. And in this aria, he sings about the vengeance and the revenge that he hopes to seek against Figaro. This aria comes from the classical period, as does Mozart and this opera. And what we'll do next is travel backwards a little bit to the Baroque period, where we hear an aria from the opera Amadis by Jean-Baptiste Lully. The French opera in establishing this genre was very important in the way that its style began to set it apart from the other styles of secular music. It came with costumes and a setting and a much larger orchestra. And so I hope that you enjoy this more nostalgic piece as we explore this character's wish that the trees and the forest would provide shade for his own suffering. This is the aria Bois Épais by Lully. Stepping away from the opera genre, we now jump to oratorio. The oratorio is very similar to opera in that it tells the story through multiple scenes. However, most of the texts used for oratorio are sacred, And there's no theatrical elements as far as costumes and settings, but rather a more concert version that features solo voices and choir with orchestra. The first to really make a statement with this genre is Johann Sebastian Bach. And with his Magnificat, he programs wonderful solos for the bass voice, including the one you're about to hear, Quia Fecit Mihi Magna. In true oratorio style, I'll be using music for this piece. Leaving the world of oratorio, we now travel to art song. It was a priority of mine in programming this recital that I wanted to include a variety of languages. So far you've heard Italian, French, and Latin. And the next two art songs that you will hear approach two other languages that I think you'll enjoy. The first by the iconic Schubert, who established the Lied as a German art song phenomenon, and then wrote many to fill that genre. This particular art song is entitled Der Doppelgänger, and it comes from a collection of works actually compiled after his death entitled Schwanengesang. This particular art song deals with a character who, through traveling through the town at night, passes by an old familiar home, the home of a previous lover. And as he pauses to look at this building in the moonlight at night, even though this lover has already left the town, he begins to see someone in the moonlight. He begins to realize that that someone is actually him, and he curses at this Doppelgänger for reminding him of the love that he lost. I hope you enjoy Der Doppelgänger by Schubert.
Schon längst
steht auch ein Mensch und starrt in die Höhe und ringt die Hände vor Schmerzensgewalt. Graust es, wenn ich sein Antlitz sehe, der Mond zeigt mir meine eigene Gestalt. Du Doppelgänger, Geselle, was äfft du nach mein Liebesleid, das mich gequält auf dieser Stelle? So manche Nacht in alte Zeit.
Our guests, bass baritone Logan Campbell and pianist Deb Watts Elliott, performing Schubert's Der Doppelgänger on Community Voices. Have a guest to suggest? Email us at communityvoices@nprillinois.org. We'll return to an evening of song from Schubert to Verdi with selections from Rodgers and Hammerstein, Copland, and more as performed by Logan Campbell.